Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Welcome to the Addicted to Love podcast with Aaliyah Ava. If you find yourself devastated, destroyed, or depressed after a breakup, if you're constantly attracting partners that are emotionally unavailable and experiencing the pain and disappointment of yet another failed relationship, then this podcast is for you. In this show, you'll learn what's really causing the pain and what to do about it. You'll discover how to attract true love, authentic connection, and deep emotional and sexual intimacy in order to create a healthy, loving, lasting relationship. Here's our host, Aaliyah Ava.
Welcome back to Addicted to Love. My name is Aaliyah Ava, and I'm your host on the show. I'm a love addiction mentor, a recovering love addict, and a feeling advocate. One of my clients just called me and said, "You know what? I've given this a lot of thought, and I really want to give her another chance. She's the love of my life. I just can't forget about her." And when asking him why he loves her, he said, "I really don't know. I'm just still stupidly in love with her." He said to me, "If I get one sign from her, such as her unblocking me from WhatsApp, I'll send her a message." When I hear that in the middle of love addiction recovery, I'm entering a very delicate space with my client, because for him, in this very moment, his feelings tamper with reality, making him believe that what he thinks and feels is real and true. And this usually happens when the feelings one is experiencing are very intense. They, so to say, take over and make us believe things that are not necessarily true. And this also occurs when these feelings are not just a result from what is happening in the very moment, but tremendous pent-up old feelings that are stored in our system that get re-triggered. Imagine the number of feelings you're experiencing now. Current feelings combined with old feelings that you might not necessarily be aware of, but your body remembers them very well and goes like, "Wait, I know this feeling. I remember how horrible they made me feel. I don't think I can handle it. I need to find a solution right now. I need to not feel like that anymore." And what does the brain do and come up with in such a moment where it feels that survival is under threat? Well, it does everything to experience connection, love, and the sensation of belonging again, to create harmony again. Hence, him thinking that she is the love of his life. So his system is on survival mode. She's no longer with him. And now that he's alone, he experiences a prolonged absence of love and connection in his life. It makes him feel lonely and isolated. First, it was about her. Now that she's out of the equation, it triggers the exact feelings that made him jump to unhealthy love in the first place. The fear of being alone, the feeling of disconnection, the feeling of there is no one that I can love or that loves me. This is what puts him into that survival mode. When in survival mode, our system, even our brain, will do anything to ensure survival. In these moments, irrationality kicks in heavily. All of a sudden, he thinks, maybe my coach is wrong. Maybe there is no such thing as love addiction. His behavior is part of the recovery process and a natural thing to happen. It has happened to me many times. It took me quite a while to really let go. Sometimes in our recovery, we have setbacks. It is part of the growth process, and there's nothing wrong with it. But why is he experiencing a setback now? For the last couple of weeks, he's been okay. He was able to realize that the bond he shared with her was rather a dependency than mature, compassionate love. Their love was mostly based on how they made each other feel. They fed each other's addiction, so to say, and they mutually filled a void that existed within themselves. And generally, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Of course, we want to feel good with our partners. So what is the unhealthy part in this? The unhealthy part is when our, you know, when once our person is gone, you cannot forget about them. You cannot really let go of them. You keep obsessing over them. You keep losing yourself in the illusion, the fairy tale that you felt that it was real love. Why has he been fine and all of a sudden everything changed again and he wants her back desperately? The reason for the setback is because of an emotional trigger that surfaced. It is her birthday, just in a week's time. He planned not to write to her, not to send her a gift, and not to contact her. For one, because I always tell my clients, recovering from love addiction is like recovering from any other drug. You cannot have the occasional drink as a recovering alcohol addict. In other words, you cannot have an occasional love shot by keeping the door open with them. Maybe somewhere in the future, and only if you have recovered to a fair degree. But he's not there yet. Yes, he has gained clarity about the nature of their love. Yes, he no longer goes into stalking mode with her. Yeah, he no longer acts impulsively the way he used to. That is all significant progress, fantastic progress. But birthdays hold a special meaning for many, where it is natural to connect with that person as a sign of the love and appreciation and adoration we have for them. It is tough for him not to contact her on her birthday, not to send her a gift or to jump on an airplane and visit her. If he indeed were not to write, were not to say a simple happy birthday, it would send a message that is loaded with intensity like nothing else. In other words, he'd say to her, I really want to heal from this. I really cannot be in contact with you in my healing. I really choose myself over you. I really want to move on. In other words, in his understanding, he would close any possibility of reconnection for good. And that is like dying for a recovering love addict. Everything is at stake for him right now. And yet, one of the most pivotal moments for recovery. It is a real chance to finally deal with all the remaining pain that is surfacing at the moment. I can't remember his exact words, but at some point during our conversation, he said that he's kind of disappointed that he experiences a setback. I replied that he has to look at this from another point of view. This is life, knocking on your door, testing you. If you're really in your strength, in your power, it is inviting you to put nails on the coffin to show you where you really stand in all of it. This is great. You just have to work with it. Recovery needs time and compassion. If you're trying to let go of someone and you're still keeping your doors or options open, it means that you're not willing to let go yet. In a way, you're not willing or able to die yet. And by dying, I mean to really face the big black hole that is there when he or she is really gone. And that's okay. It is not a race. From my own recovery process, I can say that this is precisely what needs to happen so you can give birth to a more healthy, more loving, more mature kind of love life. Dare to face that black hole. I know it can feel so overwhelming, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I have every faith in you that you too can get out of that dark hole. If you need any help, drop me a message. And we take it from there. Have a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aaliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aaliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by TheRoyalPath.com.